The new movie, Chappaquiddick, is unearthing a dark chapter of American history that put a tiny piece of land off Martha's Vineyard into the international spotlight and onto the tourist map. The film retells the true story of Senator Ted Kennedy's late-night car wreck in 1969 that killed 28-year-old Mary Jo Kopechne. Chappaquiddick opens nationally next month, but locals got a sneak peek during the Martha's Vineyard Film Festival. WBUR's Andrea Shea was there and reports on how reviving the scandal is hitting close to home.
Early in the new movie, Ted Kennedy and Mary Jo Kopechne leave a boozy party for his brother Bobby Kennedy's presidential campaign staffers 1 year after his assassination. Kopechne and Kennedy park, talk about his political future and hers as a strategist. Then Kennedy drives them down a dirt road. The car careens off a small bridge and plunges into the water. The 37-year-old presidential hopeful escapes, dives down a few times, and ultimately flees. Hours before reporting the accident, he calls the family's patriarch, his father Joseph Kennedy, for help.
It was an accident, and one of Bobby's secretaries is dead. No, it was driving.
What follows is a play-by-play of bad decisions and damage control. Seasoned political advisors encircle the young Kennedy like a Greek chorus, their dialogue often tinged with absurdist humor. Kopechne's death is swept under the rug.
There's not a lot of senators that are charged with manslaughter that go on to become president.
Chappaquiddick plays like a thriller and a character study, but on the Vineyard especially, it feels like a ghost story.
It is a ghost story.
Australian actor Jason Clarke portrays Ted Kennedy.
This has haunted, obviously, the family, absolutely, without a doubt, absolute Ted, and the Democratic Party and American politics as a whole. You know, the only way to not be afraid of ghosts is to, you know, turn on the light and see if anybody's there.
To do that, director John Curran wanted to shoot parts of the movie on Chappaquiddick.
I just always felt that the island should be in the film, that having the ghosts of that accident, the famous intersection, the dirt road, the dike house, the bridge, and it felt like, let's try to get the bedrock of iconic imagery from the island.
As they prepared for filming, the actor and director visited the dike bridge at night.
It's incredibly dark out there. There's no ambient light. And both of us trying to put ourselves in the position of Ted and Mary Jo, like what it would be like, you know, late at night to be suddenly find yourself upside down in a pond.
But some people don't want to relive a chapter of history that put Chappaquiddick on the map. 68-year-old Margaret Knight spent summers on Chappie as a kid and has lived on the 3-by-5-mile island since 1975.
We're going to head off on the road down to the Dyke Bridge, which is a dirt road here.
Like a lot of longtime residents, Knight has strong feelings about the still controversial incident and its aftermath.
I don't really like talking about the accident and all of that time. It was like a change of our lives. This whole thing totally changed our island.
Before the tragedy, Knight says Chappie was the sleepy, wild backyard to Edgartown. But after, tourists flocked to see the bridge in droves. Some even pulled off fragments of wood as souvenirs.
I always wondered, why did they want to go see where someone died? But, you know, it's something to look at. Okay, let's go look at it.
The bridge has been rebuilt with railings since 1969. Now Knight is wary about the shameful episode being splashed on movie screens nationwide in a few weeks. She doesn't want to see its reimagining, but about 350 people turned out for 2 sold-out screenings at the Martha's Vineyard Film Festival.
There's sometimes a path you're on, and there's not always the path you choose.
What's stopping you from making that choice yourself?
Afterwards, at a Q&A, audience members ask the filmmakers about the characters, dialogue, and plot, which they say are based on Kennedy's testimony. The historical record is contentious, and at times the room gets heated. Ginny Catino was 25 and living on the Vineyard in 1969. She says she didn't know what to think when she heard about the new movie.
I had mixed feelings about it, you know, about the fact, why bring it up again? Why get people riled up about it again?
Catino remembers how the moon landing overshadowed the tragedy in the news. Now that she's seen the movie, the 74-year-old views it as a piece of historically informed entertainment that fleshes out the characters involved and not just Kennedy's.
His family relationship with his father and with his cousin and all the information about Mary Jo, which we never knew before, but still, how do we really know the truth?
In the film, Mary Jo Kopechne's character is depicted as thoughtful, intelligent, and dedicated. Back in 69, news stories often described her as attractive and blonde.
It was almost like Mary Jo Kopechne was an erased person.
Vineyard resident Allison Rose Levy appreciates how the film treats Kopechne.
You know, in these times, that she could really emerge as a human being and that, a young woman with that kind of integrity and aspiration wound up a sacrifice of a powerful system with all these men trying to strategize. I love seeing the whole story told with that element present rather than her being so insignificant that she didn't even exist.
For his part, Kennedy pled guilty to leaving the accident scene and received a 2-month suspended jail sentence. He went on to have a more than 40-year career in the Senate. Almost 50 years after Mary Jo Kopechne's death, people here are still frustrated by questions and theories about what really happened on Chappaquiddick. Now moviegoers across the country can ponder them too, as the little island off Martha's Vineyard heads into the spotlight again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.